Hello, this is James Maduk speaking, the author of 52 Secrets My Mom Never Told Me About Internet Marketing, with a rant today. Why am I ranting? Well, I've been online a really, really long time, and I get to see a lot of stuff that is supposedly new, but really isn't new because I've probably seen it already before. And that's grounds for another rant, just that particular aspect of this whole thing about internet marketing. But I want to tell you about something that I got in the email today, and it's from a very, very reputable marketing company, and that I've subscribed to for a long time, that is very aggressive doing reports. And the last bit of stuff they've been doing are infographics, and if you're not familiar with an infographic, it's basically just a big graphic, either with a process put out or interesting stats, so that you can see in one picture a whole bunch of useful information instead of having to read a long post or boring stats or actually watch through a video. It's just a picture that gives you a really, really good snapshot of a particular aspect of marketing. But this particular email message that I got and the report that they did has got me ranting, and I'm going to tell you why. Actually, I'll let you know a little bit about the actual email that they sent, and then I'll tell you why I think there's some problems that we really need to think about. And what they were using was a report or a cheat sheet, and it was called 6 Marketing Metrics You Should Actually Care About. And it goes on to say, hi James, we work tirelessly to move the needle on a laundry list of metrics. We look at leads per channel, visits per channel, engagement on social media, and the list goes on. With studies that show that 73% of business owners don't believe that marketing drives demand and revenue, so we have to make sure that we can prove the ROI of our marketing efforts. Now, here's the reason for the rant. If, you know, their market that they're talking to, I don't think I fit into there, because first of all, 73% of business owners don't believe that marketing drives demand or revenue. I'm going to suggest that 99% of the people who are marketing online don't even have a marketing department or don't even know what the difference between marketing and sales is. So there's a big problem to start off with, just with that little or position of the aspect. Now, maybe they're only marketing to a very, very small group of people. But I think that the real opportunity is in the fundamentals. And why do I say that? Well, I want you to think about it for a sec. If you take a look at, 73% don't think that marketing accounts for increased revenue and return on investment, I'm going to suggest that 85% of the people that you talk to aren't even tracking properly what's going on their website, let alone measuring return on investment. They probably don't even have tracking set up, or they're not even measuring the conversions that they're making now, if they're making conversions. See, one of the things that we covered in my small biz map right at the very, very start in my 10-step process is one of those steps was conversion. Tracking and conversion. But that step was the last step in the cycle. Why? Because there's all sorts of fundamental structural things that need to happen before you get into the conversion part. Now, the part that really frustrates me is if you get emails, you go to websites, people are selling the $49 course here, the $97 course there, and it's always only 3 steps to be financially independent. You're going to be wealthy if you follow these 3 steps to marketing online. You can start blogging, you can start being an affiliate, and they give you one simple piece, and they say, just three little steps, and you don't really have to work at it, and it's going to happen next week, and you're going to be wealthy. That isn't business at all, and that's not what we're trying to teach. I'm in a position where I've been at this long enough that this is something that I want to build a business with, something that I can step away from. I want to work on my business, not in my business. Now, how do you do that? You have to have the fundamentals down. And those are the other pieces that we cover in the map. Those are things like making sure that you have a proper market to sell to, making sure that you have your business set up to be automated so that you can remove yourself from it. I'm talking about all of the things like making sure that you have your own website. If someone tells you you're going to be wealthy without your own website, they're crazy. They're absolutely crazy. You're going to have a website. You're going to have to know how to make your own products or at least create your own content. You're going to know or have to know how to add traffic. You're going to have to know how to build a list. You're going to have to know how to do drip marketing. You're going to have to know how to actually have a sales process, and then you're going to be able to track and measure the conversions. These are all fundamentals that have to be done beforehand. You know, if think about this, I always use the example of a building. A building does not just get placed on the ground. It's always built on top of a foundation. The bigger the building, the bigger the foundation. The more building that you see above ground, I guarantee you there'll be proportional amount underground that you don't see. The bigger your business, the bigger the foundation needs to be. If you don't have your foundation, these six metrics don't matter. They have nothing to do with you. Why? Because you don't have a business to actually track. So follow the steps in mysmallbizmap.com, download your map, and make sure you understand that you've got to have these foundation pieces put together, laid down properly and working. Then you're in a position to keep care of metrics. At least make sure that you're tracking. If I talk to most people, that I do talk, independent professionals, coaches, consultants, small business owners, people that are online and offline that may have a bricks and clicks business or a bricks and mortar business and they're trying to sell some online or build their business online in addition to what they're doing offline, or maybe you're just an author and want to sell information products. If I say, you know, can I see your stats and your tracking? A lot of people, they don't look at it, they don't have it, or if they do have it, the only thing that they know about is, oh, we had some visitors here. How many more did we have this week than we had last week? They don't even get into the whole issue of conversion and being able to track those metrics on where your people are coming from. So is it important to be able to know these six metrics? Yeah. Is it part of a process? Yes. Is it the beginning of the process? No. No. These are things that are done to complement the fundamentals. So please follow the steps in mysmallbizmap.com. Download your map if you want. It's at mysmallbizu as well. Join our membership site and actually you'll see all of the great courses that we have that supplement what you're doing so that you actually can build a business. One that has legs, one that will help you retire, one that you can step away from, one that generates revenue for you when you're not there. These are the things that are important. So think about that next time you see the largest and bestest and greatest product being pitched at you, or the best report that you absolutely have to have. Think about the fundamentals. Think about your business in the big picture. And really decide, do I have a business or am I just throwing crap up against the wall to see what sticks? This is James Maduke speaking, the author of 52 Secrets My Mom Never Told Me About Internet Marketing. Take care and expect the best.